Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise on Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swift Billy. He is American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. She is the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack in the house. And over there, we have our resident Iggy fan, Dylan Dylon Matthews, with the gobble jog shirt, I believe, is what he's got on. Some kind of turkey trot show, it looks like, or something. Anyways, with our forces combined, we are the Morning Shift. Good morning, everyone. How are we feeling today?
Hello, Squid Billy. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling rough, Michael. How are you feeling?
Likewise.
It was, we know, Allie.
I feel amazing.
Yeah. I was about to say, I feel great.
I feel great.
Feeling real chipper.
In bed by 9:15.
Wow. That's a humble brag if I've ever heard one.
No kidding. Like, I'm so envious of that statement right now.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very good Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, our third annual. And you can tell by our voices.
No, I don't sound bad. Yeah, I do. I sound rough. I sound like I'm hungover.
Neither one of y'all sound bad. I don't
think. Yeah, there you go.
Well, let me tell you something. I could barely, my voice was shot last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you know it was a good event. You know, when you're fighting a next day hangover and you're trying to hydrate as best you can and fight it, you know. So that's a hats off to everything that happened yesterday.
So for the two of us that are fresh as a peach today, fill us in on what happened.
Oh, I mean, we played golf and we had a lot of adult beverages and things went downhill. We did not play good golf, I will say that.
No.
That, as we discussed yesterday, was not the goal.
Did the adult beverages make y'all better or worse?
Well,
it's a law of diminishing returns.
It actually, it's kind of fun. So, yeah, it's kind of funny because you hit a peak where you're playing as good of golf as you're going to play, and you think that some of it is fueled by the booze, and then the golf tails off because the booze ticks up,
yeah.
And it just kind of like, yeah, there's a right. Sweet spot.
You just stop caring.
Yeah, there is a very good sweet spot for the combination, and then it goes away. I knew it was going to be a rough morning when I'm standing at the bar and my buddy Jorge walks up, who does a lot of contributions for the Brown Grass, and he's like, doing Jaeger.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm so glad I was gone
at
that point.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Jaeger.
There was a shot ski out there on one hole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
that
yeah.
was just absolutely out of control.
I saw the shot ski, and I was like, it is 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Hello.
You're so right.
I know that y'all make fun of me for vodka crayon, but what about tequila crayon?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. Like, we pulled up to the tequila hole, and I was like, what are y'all mixing with? They're like, cranberry. I was like, that's not...
It was actually...
not a thing?
It was actually really good.
Hmm.
Shout out to El Bandito tequila.
Yeah, she goes, it's like tequila sunrise, but not the grenadine. I was like, okay, that means it's not anything like a tequila sunrise. What are we doing?
The best part about that was when she said that, she was so confident.
Yes, she was.
And then Mike followed up, and she's like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, so she's like, she backed off so quick.
Yeah,
I was like, ah.
I was like, whoa, what happened?
You really sold me on that.
So that was her 50 sacks moment.
Yeah.
You talked her out of it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I guess I'm the mean guy.
Because the confidence was like, pew.
Anyways, yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we raised.
A lot of money was raised.
It raised basically $44,000, which is the best year yet.
Huge.
That we've had, and I've got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I know. I'm an amazing person. No, I'm just kidding. I got to do the totals, but don't look at the clock. And so you can pull that. And I said that. I saw you. I see how you think. Allie's going to pull that now. It's going to be in the
recycling. I don't even know what he's referring to.
When I said I'm a great person. Mm. I am. Anyways, but I think I got to do the total, but I'm pretty sure over the three-year total is somewhere around, if not over, 100,000. So
huge.
Very proud of that, yeah.
Yeah, it should be, man. It was a really cool event, honestly. I mean, there's a joke, but there's a good reason that we're hungover today and struggling. It's because we got drunk
for Pets for Vets, guys.
That's yeah. And that's the purpose when you have a golf tournament. And that's why the golf tournaments exist. That's why there's so many of them. That's why I've played in 100 of these events in my time, because it's always a good time. People actually enjoy it, and you can raise money and do some good things. And I know a couple of the auction items went for high dollar. So, yeah, man, it all went according to plan on Squid Billy's watch. And so it was fun. It really was.
And it's never too early to think about next year.
There you go. The fourth annual.
The fourth annual, and it's the same timing, right? Next year, go ahead and put it on your calendar. I know.
Yeah, it'll be the Monday. Yeah, most likely, unless we're like in Germany or somewhere for that Falcons game, which I guess I could still do. We'll be there the Monday of Thanksgiving. It's kind of a tradition now, so let's go.
All right. Well, congratulations to everyone that participated yesterday. You did some amazing work with all your donations. Now, here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol, but Shedeur Sanders is expected to be the starting QB in the Browns' next game against the 49ers. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. The New York Giants have fired defensive coordinator Shane Brown. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in Washington, D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Now, we did get an email yesterday, got some notifications from the Falcons that they signed wide receiver K.J. Osborne to the practice squad. He was originally selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the 5th round in 2020. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that come through yesterday?
I immediately wanted to see his stats that he had with Kirk Cousins and everything when you go back to the player that he was. And obviously was a very, you know, very good player. And I think when you look at our wide receiver core and you look at, you know, what they looked like without Drake London, there's a lot of upside with Kirk Cousins under center. We talked about it, the 7 different people catching a ball this past weekend, but when Tyler Allgeier is one of those and when Charlie Warner is one of those, you start going, okay, we have to find more hands on deck and more guys that can kind of create those mismatches. And I don't know what his future is, immediate or long-term, with the Falcons, but it kind of, if nothing else, I think it gives you a little bit of insight into how the Falcons are thinking right now, and it's probably a good move. They need players like that that can, then go get the ball and understand Kirk Cousins in this offensive scheme that they're utilizing now with him.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to try to link it and say, well, does that mean Drake is going to miss, you know, more than a week? Is it a couple weeks? If I'm not mistaken, they've elevated Dylan Drummond 3 times now, and they can't elevate him anymore.
He has to
either be signed to the roster or just stay on the practice squad. I don't think he can be elevated. I'm not 100% about how the rule works. So to me, that's kind of where my mind goes as well. Well, if they have to elevate someone late, KJ Osborne is a guy, has some chemistry, you know, seemingly with Kirk or has in the past. And that would be, I mean, he caught 60 balls in 22 from Kirk and 50 in 21. So they have some chemistry. So that would be a move where, you know, you kind of slot a guy in.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Just feels smart. You know, I think that, and it's a good point you bring up about Dylan Drummond. I hadn't even really thought about that, but it just feels like it's the right way to go about it. I think that the other thing that I thought about when I saw this, and I'm curious to see if either one of you guys kind of thought this as well, is where was Kadarius Hodge the other day? Like, that was the other thing that popped back in my head, is I was like, you know, Kadarius Hodge has always been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Washington, obviously not available, and you thought Kadarius Hodge probably would have more of a role when it comes to this offense, but he only got 5 snaps on offense. And it just, that was a little bit eye-opening, because you would expect with KJ Osborne or Dylan Drummond or whatever else it is, that when you go into 2-minute mode at the end of the half, that he'd be part of kind of that package, but evidently not. And so that's really, it's really interesting thing to kind of highlight as you look at those moves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think about it. And I was, when you said that, I go, man, I saw him. Saw him on the field.
Yeah, he was out there.
But it wasn't a
lot. Couple times.
Well, and I think some of that is also the game plan. The fact that you had Tegan Quatoriano played 62% of the snaps. So I'm not saying every time was a three tight end set, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you 60% of those was three tight end sets. And I'm pretty sure all 62% of the time he was on the field, the entire percentage, he was doing nothing but three tight end sets. And that takes guys like Hodge off the field is the point.
Do you know what wide receiver had the most snaps?
I would probably say I'm not looking. So
I mean, I think the fact that I'm asking is probably alluding to what it is.
I would probably say David Sills.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and again, it's only a couple more snaps than Darnell Mooney, but it is a little bit eye-opening when you look at the situation and everything else involved that David Sills is that guy. He did play 39 snaps. He played 70% of the offensive snaps.
I think some of that is just blocking stuff.
No doubt.
I mean, I'd rather have Sills out there blocking than Darnell.
He's got to have 20-plus pounds on Darnell Mooney. I'm watching Darnell Mooney run the push crack blocking, you know, pushing off the corner and kind of cracking back on the safety was rough. I mean, he's
got more than 20 pounds.
It's
on
like
Darnell.
It's like a breeze blowing at the safety when he gets in the way.
Do you believe that Darnell weighs 180 pounds?
No.
Yeah. Well,
not even close.
Do you believe that David Sills is?
I'd say he's at least 10 pounds off of that.
David Sills is listed at 211.
Yeah.
So he's got probably 45 pounds on him.
That's crazy.
That's a big difference. That's a major difference between those.
That is a major
two.
Difference.
Well, yesterday when everyone was out at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, which I know we're going to get some more stories from that throughout the show, Raheem Morris was talking to the media. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about that win over the Saints next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.